Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie, and if you're placing your bets on whether or not I mute myself, time is up. So get the money all pulled up. So far, so good. I've been talking to Anna for 5 minutes, and I haven't muted myself yet. So, and I am working on getting it. Yes, yes. But that's what Nicole said this week, Night's Young. That's why I named the Tuesday tweets. Yeah, follow us on the blog, divaofdole.com. And if you haven't seen anything from the Dave's book tour, I have so much stuff on the blog. I'm trying to put on everything. I see interviews with local affiliates, cute tweets and stuff. It looked like Deidre Hall and Galen were having a blast this past week hanging out together. So there's just so much stuff. I must have updated every day about 6 or 7 times. So make sure you go check it out. And please check out the Dave's promo, video promo for this week, because it's a big one involving JJ and Kayla. And Kayla probably saying the stupidest thing she could ever say ever to an 18-year-old boy who's in trouble. So be sure to check that out. And while you're there, you can join the page if you have a Google email account. We have a Google Plus page with the e-newsletter. So all that stuff would have came straight to your inbox this week if you already were signed up for it. Facebook, Diva Days, and the Facebook page is Diva Days of Our Lives. And on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And then you can also follow us on Blog Talk Radio. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes. That way you automatically get all of our shows, which is really cool. So tonight we have Anna.
Hello.
Yes, and as our tradition, we always pimp our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka, so make sure you go over there and on Twitter or Facebook and say hello to Bob and Amy. So Anna, do you want to start us off with Kate and what she was up to this week?
Well, there's not a whole lot to report for this week for Kate, but basically she was meeting with Nick at the pub, and he had some more ideas for her, and she's as far as business goes, and she's excited about that because he does a really good job of coming up with inventive products, apparently. Who knew he was a makeup expert? Anyway, so he's learned to apply his Lonely Splicer genius brain to husband. Anyway, so she was more than thrilled to, kind of take any more ideas that he might have. And then Will walked in and, of course, was furious that she was even talking to him, much less doing business with him. And she's like, well, I thought everybody was getting along. So she didn't know that Will has suddenly reverted to being, furious with Nick again. So anyway, let's see. And then really, as far as I remember, the other main scenes that she had were at the hospital with Rafe. And it's obvious the writers are trying to ruin them for the sake of Rafe and Jordan, which really ticks me off. So I don't know, I don't really know how to describe it, but Rafe is suddenly enamored with some lady who, aside from her bland appearance, which we all know is going to transform into this beautiful swan soon, or at some point, he seems to be intrigued that she shows some signs of life or humor from time to time. And, my question is, well, he and Kate had a whole lot of fun before, and they were really funny together. They didn't have to work at it. So why is he so intrigued with this person that he's got to pull a joke out of, her rear end, so to speak. I don't know. It seems so forced, and it seems so, like, silly. I mean, I can see someone, you know, getting attached to the therapist and all that. I mean, if they were writing it realistically, okay, maybe I could see that. But she really isn't offering him anything to, I don't know, it just totally seems like a very forced effort on the show's part to put these two together, and they're starting to make, you know, well, for a while they've been making Kate look more like the nursemaid slash mother to Rafe instead of, you know, his lover, which is what they were before, and, you know, he seemed to really, you know, be into her and into the relationship before his coma, so it just doesn't ring true. It's just, it's really annoying. And so anyway, that's kind of my take on things. So, you know, for what it's worth, that's kind of how I perceived it to be anyway. I mean, he still seems to like having her there, and they held hands and stuff like that. But I just think it's taking a weird maternal turn, and the whole, like, she's making comments about, you know, Jordan makes, you know, mocks Kate last week, and this week Kate's kind of mocking her, and it's not even remotely interesting. And that's a sad thing, because Lauren Coslow can usually make anything interesting, but being in the scenes with, you know, the current incarnation of Rafe and this Jordan character, basically there's just no... In my opinion, there's no chemistry between the three of them, and there's nothing to really make it interesting, I would say. I mean, Rafe and Kate were really fun and interesting and hot and sexy and, you know, funny and all that before the coma. And so, by contrast, this part of the story is just limping along terribly, in my opinion. So, anyway, so that's my take on it.
You know, the one thing that I was kind of surprised about was Will thought Nick made up the story that Sammy pulled a gun on him.
Yeah.
And I didn't. And then Kate's like, no, you know, I'm the one who brought that off. It's my fault, not Nick's. And Will didn't really believe her either. And it's like, well, you know, just ask your mom, you know what I mean? But, it's just out of the realm of possibility that Sammy would pull a gun on somebody. I mean, yeah, she's never done that before. I mean, you know, come on. She, everybody knew she had the gun, so, and she had a gun on her. So, I mean, Will to me was kind of acting douchey towards Nick. I mean, he has all right in the world to be mad at Nick, but I think if he's just going to sit there and like, verbally assault Nick every time they cross paths in Salem, it's, you know, not going to be that interesting. So, yeah, that was a big fight. And what Rafe really bugged the crap out of me, when he thinks that Jordan really is a funny person underneath it all, she's just stifling it, and he finds that to be like an intriguing mystery or something, he wants to figure out why she's acting like that, and it's like, that's not really, maybe to me, that's not really interesting. Why someone's stifling their sense of humor. That's not really like a mystery.
And Jan was saying in the chat room, and I totally agree, that the therapist, you know, that Jordan has a really an irritating voice as well. And I tweeted NBC one day that I was having a hard time figuring out which voice I found more annoying, Teresa or Jordan. And so, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, and I know Chrishell Strauss is a nice person. She's a fairly lovely person on set. You know, and she's a beautiful girl. It's not, you know, I know she's playing a role. It's nothing personal against her. But it's just, this is the most ill-conceived story. I'm totally fine having angst for my couple because, you know, a happy couple constantly is a boring couple. So I'm fine having, with no story, so I'm fine having, you know, some angst, but good angst, not this crap. You know, and it's just, it's so forced and so ill-conceived and so annoying and so boring that, you know, I mean, there's supposed to be some sort of mystery surrounding Jordan or something, or I don't know, but I don't really care. I'm just kind of like, you know, what is it that she's, interesting about this person? Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. And, mm-hmm. you know, they kind of made her look through the window into Rafe's room with Kate sitting next to him, kind of looking like she kind of was into him and stuff. And I'm just like, ugh. You know, and it makes me sick that, you know, what, she gets points for showing that she has a pulse. I mean, Rafe gives her points for looking, you know, for him thinking she's alive. I mean, I'm sorry, it takes a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, so I'm extremely irritated with the whole story, and I think if we're going to be in for months of this, it's just going to truly suck the life out of the whole thing. I don't know. I mean, other parts of the show are going pretty well, but this part is not, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I think the whole air storyline is dragging, and Marlena and Victor are just absolutely the most awful scheming duo ever.
I kind of like seeing her with the Victor a little bit, but, yeah, they are very good at it. for being in Salem as long as they each have been, they should be better at this by now, you know?
I mean, really? I mean, geez. And they just sit there like they don't need Nicole. Well, guess what? You do need Nicole.
Yeah.
Because
and I think it's pissing me off that, I mean, even Victor was wanting Nicole to come on board. I'm like, really, Marlena? I mean, what is your problem? I'm just looking forward to the day somebody sticks that stupid jump drive in and plays the video and realizes it's the video of Eric and Kristen. But do we think it's going to be blamed on Nicole at first?
I don't know. Everyone assumes that. Yeah, because Eric did say this past week that the woman was blonde and someone he knew. But on Friday, at the very end of the episode, when he was doing the pre-cana meetings with Kristen and Brady, Brady kept saying these code words like attack and all this stuff, and then Eric started having the flashbacks. And, like, he actually he started, like, really feeling it.
These key words that were being used.
Yeah, all these little buzzwords were really getting to them. So, you know, but yeah, I think the whole thing drags on until November, though, because that's when Eileen's done. So, but I'm seriously, I don't know if I can take another 6 weeks for this. I mean, it's really dragging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the whole storyline with Eric not wanting his mom to hypnotize him just cracked me up. I thought that was so funny.
Yeah.
They are dragging this out
so long. I was looking at my DVR, and that's some episodes from the beginning of July where they were, I thought they were going to reveal it then at the school opening. And I'm like, really? It's you know, 3 months later, and nobody has seen that video.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, talk about dragging it out.
Yeah, so with that storyline, yeah, so Marlena does hypnotize him. He starts to remember a little bit, but then he kind of denies it. Then he starts going, and for some reason or other, Marlena's the only hypnotist that really works for him. So that's kind of funny.
A little bit.
But he doesn't want to talk about SEX in front of his mom.
I know.
So it's so funny. I mean, it actually cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh my gosh, that kills me. I have to talk. Well, it was Dana for a week too. So it was that week really dragged. There was the first four days of the week with Dana for.
Yeah, when we had a few Dana for free days the week before, it was pure joy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, usually they do 3 days in a row, and then you get 2 days off. But we did have a Sammy free week, so that usually never happens. Yeah, there's no Sammy.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, we. 2 EJ episodes with Sammy, so, maybe she was doing something, Allison was busy at the time or something, so, but, yes, let's talk about Dan, all right, Dan and Chloe, oh boy, the whole big deal with Nadia Bjorlund being back, and she's just there for 2 episodes, and she's just trying to get Daniel to go back together with Jennifer. And it's like, oh, you gotta be flipping kidding me. And what the hell is the point of that? Well, what was the point of bringing her back? I mean, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
And to make it even dumber, Dan went with Eric to the state capitol, back to Salem, they went to Chicago,
and then he was planning on going back home from Chicago all in one day. And the whole thing was dumb. And basically, the whole thing was a setup so JJ would break into his apartment. I don't know what goes through JJ's head. You already got kicked out of the house. So why would you do something else despite your mom?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's pretty much impossible to stay at someone's house and have them not know you were there. You know, especially, you know, Bev's taking a shower and using Dan's towel.
Especially when he breaks the frame in the picture that, you know, that has Jennifer on it, you know?
Yeah. It's really kind of an impossible thing to do, but I guess when you're 18, you think you can get away with it. Yeah, so Abby knocks on the door, and they all got quiet, and then I guess the neighbor told Abby they were gone. Daniel was gone. So the superintendent came in, and he's brand new, and Bev pretended to be Melanie. So the superintendent left, but then later on, the superintendent tells Daniel that Melanie was in his apartment. So, and then Daniel finds the picture, and he figures out it was JJ. So, end of the week, Daniel confronts JJ and says, you know, move back home. And JJ's like, well, you're just going to trash me to my mom. And then Jennifer shows up, and then Jennifer flips out on Daniel, saying, you're just making things worse. Leave him alone. And leave me alone, too. And it's like, how can he leave me for alone when everybody on the show comes up to him and says he needs to get back together with her? I mean, everybody, like Nicole, Victor, Brady, Chloe, Abby, you know, everybody. So even when he's not around her, he still has to talk about her 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I can't stand JJ.
Oh, and then Teresa got busted and got fired this week.
Mm-hmm. So. Long overdue. Unfortunately, she's still going to be around. Although I will say with her and Anne, you know, with Anne, excuse me, and her aligning against Jennifer, I could maybe root for them for that. But
it just, I don't know. Another woman coming between Daniel and Jennifer is, haven't we, you know, gone through that already? Did we go through that with Chloe and Nicole, too?
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is like the third time now. And Teresa was never even Daniel's patient. So she hasn't had the full Dr. Tan treatment yet.
Lucky her. Dodged a bullet.
Teresa needs to have her appendix removed or something so that Daniel will notice her. That's why he's not.
Uh-oh.
That's why he's not interested. Or he should, you know. She needs to rip her own heart out or something, and Dan will fix her up, and they'll fall in love. So, and then Kayla tells Jen Teresa violated her probation, and now she has to go back to L.A. and go back to jail. So Teresa decides she's just going to leave Salem, and then she thinks she'll just manipulate Anne into getting her job back. So she takes a robbery on Anne, and Teresa comes in and protects her, and then Anne smokes the whole thing out. She's like, I saw you talking to that guy. So that was probably one of the dumber schemes we've seen on Days of Our Lives. It was a fake attack on Anne.
Well, Anne figured it out right away. I mean,
yeah, don't talk to the guy that you're going to have rob someone. That's pretty stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at one point, Teresa offered to Jennifer that she'd bring JJ back if she would get her job back, and Jennifer didn't want anything to do with that either. So, Teresa had a funny line. She said, Caroline was mad at her, and she said, Caroline would forgive Satan. So, that was a cute line. Well, the thing is, like, JJ and Teresa don't understand is people don't give you a second chance when you're not sorry.
Trying, and when you're not sorry. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no redeeming qualities in either one of them.
No.
That's how it's like, what's rootable about either one of them?
Yeah, I mean, Treach basically got Vargas back to prison. She's
stole drug money. She's a drug user. She's having a, well, one time, you know, JJ was a minor, and she's having a minor give her drugs. And then she stole money from the hospital. I mean, you know, and she doesn't really seem to care about anybody. Once in a while, she seems to feel sorry for JJ. But that's about it. You know, as you flirting it all out, but when you don't, sorry, I apologize for yelling. When you don't see any real compassion coming out of her, it's hard to,
Oh, I know, it's both. Like they're both annoying that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you what my favorite things this week was when EJ took Chad to school on how to be
mm-hmm.
a sheriff. Ooh, that was good. I
oh my gosh,
that
was awesome.
Putting him on the spot after he found out about his little plot, you know, about
mm-hmm.
the cancer, the brain tumor and everything. Then he shows up and he sits down and he talks to Abigail and says, well, are you going to tell her or should I? You know, and it's like the Chad on the spot. That's how he got him to agree to move back into the mansion. So,
mm-hmm.
so I had fun with those scenes. I like the Chad and EJ scenes, especially with those.
Yeah, that was great acting. I thought about it, Casey and James, was James really turned the screws on Casey, and Casey, EJ really turned the screws on Chad, and Chad was really sweating bullets there. I thought that was
uh-huh.
pretty cool.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, I liked that part, and I liked Chad giving Abigail her dad's book. And
yeah, that
I thought,
was sweet.
Oh,
I was
God.
Thinking it was going to be the Better Living book for a minute. That would have been funny, but that was really sweet.
Yeah, and it's kind
of
odd that he would get before.
Book, what I always wanted.
Yes.
That would be funny.
That's a missed opportunity right there.
I know. They should have picked it. Gosh darn it, Evie Pimp. Especially since they're on tour this week. You know, that would have been the perfect
yeah.
time to hear that. But that was a really sweet, sweet gift. I love Chad and Abby. It's a shame that they're just now finally putting them together for real, where,
mm-hmm.
I mean, for real, quote unquote, when he's going to be leaving, you know, it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, he's gone October 30th, so it's hard to, I'm assuming he's going to get busted, you know, by the 30th, but it,
like, what's going to happen to send him packing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be him getting caught and Abigail breaking up with him, or, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, you could see her totally breaking up with him over that, you know? Even though he never told her that he was having a brain tumor, he wasn't saying it with her. I mean, he just kind of, it just seems like Chad has a, problem with blurting things out.
Yeah.
You know, not having control over his mouth like he did at Gabby's wedding. And I guess he told EJ the reason why he told tumor thing started was he was mad at Cameron and was trying to get back at him. So he said he had a brain tumor. So that wasn't a plot on his part.
Yeah.
So it was just something that came out of his mouth. Oh, yeah, so, there was a Stefan and EJ meeting, and Stefan said, I want Chad back into the house. And Chad wasn't interested, and now Chad's back. I mean, that was easy. You know, it took EJ like 10 seconds to get dirt on Chad to get back into the house. So that was pretty cool. Oh, on top of that, too, I didn't like this part. I think Amanda's calling in, so we'll talk to her about it. Sonny was trashing Chad to Abby.
Yeah,
I just didn't think that was cool.
No, that was weird.
Yeah, I could see, like, if your friend's a player, okay, I can see.
Yeah, but Chad's been really sweet. It's like, I don't get it.
Yeah, Chad's actually been celibate since now, and he's been celibate over a year. So, you know, I could see warning a girl if, you know, if your friend is a player and or a cheater. Okay. But, you know, and all of these just seems bizarre because, you know, if Sang thinks Chet's going to break Abby's heart, then why does he think he's trustworthy enough to go into business with Sunny? It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, if you don't think someone's trustworthy, the last thing you want to do is go into business with them.
Yeah, I mean, I know Abby's his cousin, but still, it's pretty crappy, I think.
Yeah. It just seemed like Sunny was... I kind of annoyed me about Sunny, but at the same time, too, it kind of made you think, okay, Sunny's not an angel. You know, he was trashing on Chad. And then he was getting Cameron and Gabby together to get Gabby away from Nick. And that's something that he would get pissed at his own mother if she did that to him. Adrian set him up with somebody else, tried to get him away from Will, or, you know, try to set Will up somebody else to get him, you know, away from Sunny. But that's something Sunny would be mad about. I think he's kind of pulling an Adrian a little bit with the matchmaking.
Yeah.
But you know what's a bummer, though, too, is I think Cameron and Gabby might actually be a cute couple. But he's gone, too, around the same time Chad is. So it's like, well, why should I get invested in Gabby and Cameron either? Because they're going to be over in a month. So.
I know. It's kind of like, we know so many of these guys are leaving. So it's like hard to. It's really
kind of
hard to get invested.
So that leaves basically the only straight guy in their 20s in town is Nick. He's kind of
true.
A town.
He's a psychopath.
He's a town psychopath.
Lovely.
And he's Abby's cousin, so that's
well,
question.
Who are they going to be bringing in for that age group? Because, like, you know, when you think about it, I mean, Gabby's going to be gone, Cameron's going to be gone, old Will, we'll have a new Will, but who else is leaving? I know.
We still have Sunny.
Yeah.
And Nick, that's it.
Yeah. I hope somebody else will. Oh, I guess I was thinking of Chandler, but I don't know. It's kind of. Who knows?
I don't know.
But the scenes with EJ and Stefano are good, too. They always are.
Yeah.
With Stefano making sure he knew that he wanted his entire family in the house. And that, Stefano's getting his jollies over
Stefano
the fact that Sammy doesn't know yet.
Yeah, I guess she finds out this week, and she's not real happy. But when Stefano said, well, you know, I'll chat back when I get back to town, I'm like, oh, is he leaving town again? he's out of Salem more than he's in Salem. But I'm looking forward to the Stefano portrait putting back up on the wall, though. And taking down the EJ Sammy one. I'm looking forward to that. So, I'm going to bring on Amanda.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey,
hello. Oh, this week was weird.
I have to
say, some of the things I loved was the dialogue this week. Like when Ann came over to have Jennifer sign that paper, and Jennifer goes, this could have waited while I was in the office. Well, you're never in the office. I was hysterically laughing.
Oh, yeah.
But I love Ann anyway, but she points out that Jennifer just, like, doesn't do any work. And she's never there. It's just like the dialogue writing with this week I thought was really great. And I just, you know, sometimes, even when you don't like a certain storyline, if the dialogue is written pretty well, you don't mind it so much, you know? So I was really enjoying that. What else did I enjoy? One thing I thought was really weird when they brought Chloe on, because I like the actress who plays her. I think I've seen her in so many other stuff. I know how great she is. I just don't think Days knows how to write for her. But I felt more of an emotional connection between Daniel and Chloe than any scenes with Daniel and Jennifer, which I thought was weird, because they're supposed to be a couple according to the writers. You know what I mean? And I'm kind of going, that's kind of weird. You know?
Yeah, I actually thought Daniel was kind of giving her the eye a little bit with Chloe.
I did too. I was like, "What the hell, Daniel?"
I thought he was flirting with her with his eyes. I guess that's the best way to look at it.
Yeah, seriously, she's moved on. She's trying to just mm-hmm. let the hell go, and then he's giving her the eyes look, you know? I'm like, don't make her crazy again, please.
mm-hmm.
I actually, you know, other than the Dan for Pimp, I love when she said, what was it Chloe said? Well, how am I going to feel about sending my son back to an on-again, off-again relationship? And I went, thank
mm-hmm.
you. That's what the audience has been saying for months.
mm-hmm.
What do you mean? It's
they break up and make up 2 or 3 times a day. And,
it's just ridiculous. I haven't seen people do that since they were in high school.
Yeah.
I had friends who did that when they were in high school. They're like 16. You expect that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But come on, you're like, if you're 40-something, no, it just looks stupid. It makes you look dumb, personally, and it's not interesting to watch at all,
mm-hmm.
you know. I did enjoy the EJ stuff this week, especially, I liked the EJ stuff with Kristen, when she still
mm-hmm.
realized something was kind of going on, and I actually liked that dynamic quite a bit, and she realized, you know, as she says, father, which I was hysterical
mm-hmm.
when she said father, like EJ does.
Mm-hmm.
And she realized that. She actually seemed like she felt really sorry for him. She goes, she's been there with Stefano. She understands being under Stefano's thumb. So I like that scene a lot. So I'm definitely going to miss that when she's gone. I was actually happy to hear that Cameron's leaving because, oh, God, I don't like him. I don't have nothing against the actor. I'm sure he's a really nice guy. I've never liked the character since he started airing, and I tried to like him, I wanted to like him, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I just can't get into that character, it just doesn't, I get bored, you know, I wanted to like him, I try to give him a chance, you know, I'd like to give
mm-hmm.
an actress come on, I try to give him a few months to see, you know, sometimes people, they're really nervous when they first come on the soap, they've never done it before, and they're not sure what to do, so I try to give him a chance, you know, but I'm like, you know, you've been airing since December, you know, and it's like, what, like 9 months later? It's like, come on. I'm sorry he's losing his job. I'm sorry about that. I'm sure that's got to be hard, you know, especially in this economy and everything, but the characters just never worked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, okay, well, that's one other person that's leaving. What else this week that I thought was interesting? I know you guys didn't seem to like any of the stuff with Will, but I liked it this week. And some people online are like, why is he so angry at Nick? Gee, I can't imagine why. I think he was more ignoring Nick or tolerating Nick before, but when Nick was starting to spend a lot more time anywhere near the vicinity of his daughter or when he realized Gabby was spending time with him, I think that set
mm-hmm.
him off a bit. And I think all that resentment he had inside of him just kind of came out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought
he
was enjoying.
He was well when he first looked out this week.
I don't think she realized. She thought everything was out under the bridge because, you know, they haven't really had any one-on-one talk about the whole Nick situation. And there's a lot she doesn't know about it. So if she knew the full scope of it, she'd be still pissed too. You know how protective Kate is. But I think it was interesting that scene when between Kate and Will because I think Kate is not used to seeing Will that pissed off, usually. You know, he's being very sarcastic. And I love the line he said to her, oh, yeah, it's never Nick's fault. And I'm like, yes, because Nick's always the victim and everybody's always enabling him. And it's got to be, you know, and then when he comes back and sees, you know, Nick and Gabby going at it, I'm kind of going, please yell. And he did. And I'm like, everything he said was right. The line, I think, was my favorite. When Will said to Nick, actually yelled at him, if you say you change one more time, I'm going to beat the absolute crap out of you. I was going, please beat him up. Please. No, Gabby, don't get between them. No. And everything he said was valid, like the fact he's terrified that Nick's going to hurt her. You know, she's like, you nearly ruined your life. He, you know, he tried to ruin mine. He's bringing up all the valid points. And the thing that I thought, Nick, you're really delusional. It was Nick equated Will sleeping with Gabby as same kind of mistake as him blackmailing him out of his own child's life. I'm going, in what universe? How is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, Will was really confused. He wasn't quite comfortable being, you know, obviously being gay, and everyone has their own process, you know. And, obviously he doesn't regret Ariana being born. But it's kind of like, that's not the same thing. And some people thought he was a little over the top. I'm like, if someone had done that to me the way he did and the way he kind of really bullied him and basically treated him like he was garbage and tried to steal his child from him, I think every time I saw that person, I would probably want to yell at them, And if Will wants to hate, you know, Nick the rest of his life, he's entitled. Obviously, on the soap, they don't really do that, but I understand it. And the thought was funny is there was a scene before Will came over when Gabby was talking to Nick about she's worried that Sonny's going to tell Will about the whole Melanie situation. And she acted like it was no big deal. And Nick's like, well, he's not going to do that because the child will get in trouble with Justin. And it's like, oh, yes, I feel so much better. I'm going, are you serious, you two? It's like they acted like it was no big deal. And they're acting like, I think that's why people don't like watching scenes with them, because it's kind of like they're so selfish. And then Nick actually thinks, which is funny, which is like, he doesn't get it, is that after Will had left, what I thought was so funny is that she's like backpedaling, going, well, she's all acting all smug, he's saying about Will, and she's like, well, he's a right to be upset. I'm like, it's like seeing Will that pissed off kind of knocks some sense into her a little bit, which is nice. So I did enjoy that stuff, and it's like Gabby's like forgetting. She like pushed him out the door. Now she's gonna go on a date with Cameron, and it was like, you know, Nick's not gonna let that go. You know, he's just too crazy right now, and it's kind of like I wish other characters, especially the people like who enable him, would actually see how crazy he is, like Hope or Maggie, because you know.
Oh no,
gonna happen.
You know? I disagree with that, because I think. Especially the last couple of weeks, both Maggie and Hope went up to Nick and said, you can end up playing Vargas. You need to, you know, watch your step and, you know, behave, basically.
I get they're trying to help him, but they're not really doing anything to, how do I mean?
I think, obviously, he needs, as
Blake Barris said, that guy needs long-term psychiatric care. Even he said
yes.
That, you know?
Yes.
But, you know, he hasn't really made amends for anything. So until he really realizes it, it's not some little thing what he did. He acts like what he did was no big thing. It's just a small thing, and why is Will still mad about it? He's like, seriously? He doesn't really get it yet. Until he does, he's not going to get better. So he's probably going to do something again, and somehow I have a feeling at this point where Will's kind of at, I don't think Will really is going to take any of his crap anymore. He's made that very clear. So you know... Somehow, Nick's probably going to bring up the damn blackmail thing again. You know he will. Because he probably thinks that, you know, if Gabby's listening to Will too much, he might try to you know, turn her against him or some other stuff. You know, Nick is always playing. And did you notice it was when he was really trying to screw with Will, he threw up in his face the fact that this wasn't the first time they slept together, and the fact that, why don't you go ask your boyfriend? It's like he wanted to, like, cause some trouble right there. You know what I mean? And it seemed like Gabby did not appreciate the fact he was bragging about screwing her. See, what was that about? He was really pissed off when Will left. He goes, what, you're bragging like you're in a locker room or some other line like that. And she did not appreciate that.
Well, I think he
like,
was doing that to drive a wedge between Will and Sonny. Like, you know,
yeah.
Oh, well, your boyfriend knew. Yeah, that was what it was about. It wasn't really about bragging.
Right.
He was nearly Gabby. It was more about sticking it to Sonny.
Yeah. And what was the other thing? You guys talked earlier about was how Sonny, you thought Sonny was trashing Chad. I agree with that, yes, a little bit no. I love Chad, don't get me wrong, I do. I think he's a great friend when he's not opening his big fat mouth, which gets him into trouble. It's just, that's the thing, when he does that, he ends up hurting people, even people he really, really cares about, like Abby or you know, Sonny or Will. And I think, you know, Chad's his best friend, obviously his business partner, but I think he's worried that Chad's going to do something stupid and Abby's going to get hurt again. So I think he loves Chad, but at the same time, I think he wants her to keep her eyes open a little bit and just be careful and not jump into it so quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got that part. I know how it came off, though. You know,
but, considering her earring was missing, I'm sure Sonny already knows. It's already gone pretty far between Chad and Abby.
But was it that scene when Will showed up at the, well, I think it was the bench, because that's where all the scenes are now, but I don't mind. And Will was like, don't you come here bitching at me. I went, holy crap. And then he kind of says, think all the stuff I had to put up for me. I'm like, oh, God, this is going to go bad territory. But I actually don't mind that, because I think obviously some issues need to be worked out, but I kind of liked them both this way. Of course, they're barely on, unfortunately. It's like they might be here a little, Like, I thought after Sammy got freed, we would have had a scene was between Sammy and Will, cause, you know, or something. But it's like, no, we got to put more Jennifer on. I'm like, oh, come on. Who wants to see that? You know, I don't care about them. I don't. I just wish the writers would get a clue. I mean, they have to know. They just don't seem to care at this point. You know? So I did enjoy those scenes. I anytime James Scott's on screen, I love those scenes. Oh, let's see. Rafe. Oh, my God. I don't think I'm ever going to like that character. I don't know what's Rafe. It's like he never seems to learn anything, you know? Just when I think he's, like, finally realizing that, you know, he's made some mistakes and he's grown up and matured, and then he goes, well, I was totally justified in doing that. It's like, oh, God, Rafe, no, you're taking five steps back. Come on. You know, I kind of feel like at this point, you know, obviously he's always probably going to be this way. He's always going to be sanctimonious. It's kind of like, how long does Kate really want to be with someone who's that sanctimonious? And it wasn't... I just don't understand why she even loves him. I don't know why. I mean, I know he treats her better than she's been treated in probably a long time. I get that, and he seems to respect her most of the time. But I don't know. It's like, I like Kate better when she's with someone who's just like her. You know, it's more fun to watch, I think, for me. I know there's a lot of Raid fans, and I don't want to piss those people off, but it's just, I like better when she's scheming. I just don't want to ever stop seeing her do that, because I like that part of her. You know, if she wants to go after someone, she has to wonder, well, what's Rafe going to think? Well, screw that.
Well, she wants to go after someone. I love Kate, of course, and I like to see her scheming, too. But I also like to see her happy. And at the time, Rafe was actually he was one of the few people in town that actually treated her with respect and supported her, you know? And so, at the heart of it, Kate fans want to see Kate happy, but at the same time, right now, that's why most of us are pissed, because it's just ridiculous that, you know, the way they're writing it right now. So,
I think it's really consistent with his character, though. He always does this. He will be so nice to somebody, and then he'll start doing the whole judging thing and be how he is about everything.
Yeah, he's turned back into that jerk again. You know, like I didn't like him before.
Oh, I hated him.
Because of the way he was acting towards her and treating her.
I hated him when he was with Sammy. I hated him when he was with Carrie, because there were two sanctimonious people, and I never liked that. And, I didn't mind Kate screwing him. I said, yeah, have some fun. He's younger. Maybe he's good in bed. We'll explain why Sammy was still with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what she tolerated so much of his crap, so why not, you know? I just kind of like, I'd rather see Kate be who she is. If she has to, you know, lose some of that, what makes her so wonderful, I'd rather have her alone than with Rafe, if that's going to take away from who she is. I just love her too much for that, you know. But, you know, everyone has a different opinion, so, you know.
Yep.
I'm trying to think what else. You talked earlier about the preview for next week. I watched it, like, I think yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question about it, because I didn't watch back. I'm assuming the whole stuff with Jack happened in the 80s. I didn't watch back then. But wasn't there supposed to be a whole redemption story they did with him, or was I mistaken about that?
Jack back then was the most hated character on Days of Our Lives. No joke. He was hated. Oh, my God. Yeah, Jack's back. Yeah, you have to read up. Probably Jason 47 would probably have a very thorough biography about Jack Devereaux. Yeah, he was like a spoiled brat senator's son, and his parents were wackadoodles. I think his dad ended up being a murderer or something. And then he had this big rivalry with Steve over Kayla, and Steve at one point practically like gave Kayla the Jack, because I think, I can't remember if Jack was dying or something or something or other, but Jack had some kind of medical condition. So Kayla married Jack, and then he raped her while they were married, I believe. And then Steve and Jack ended up coming together when they found out they were brothers. So that's when Adrian came into the show, and then
Joe Johnson and then their dad, and what a horrible human being he was, though, his bio dad. So, yeah, uh-huh. For the longest time, Jack was just despised. And what I will never forget watching Steve and Kayla's yacht wedding. If you look in the background, there's poor Matt Ashford standing in the background the entire wedding, just looking on, you know, upset that, you know, Kayla was, and Steve were getting married. So, yeah, that was really a big deal. But Kayla and Steve were such a huge couple, and Kayla was,
right.
was the town sweetheart. And, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, Jack, I mean, what Matt Ashford did to make Jack likable and make Jack and Jen a super couple, with Missy Reese, of course, too. I mean, that was practically a miracle, what he managed to pull off.
Right.
No, and there's a reason, too. I think he was the third Jack Devereaux. I'm not sure. I don't think Matt's Jack was the one who actually did the rape. I think it might have been somebody else, one of the other Jacks. But, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just amazing that character Jack Devereaux kind of lasted for 20-some years. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what the hell Kayla's doing. Why the hell would she tell JJ about the rape?
Personally, shouldn't have Jennifer told him a while ago? Because I'm sure this was in the press when it happened. So there's got to be some coverage of it back in the day. So you think, you know, considering she used to be a reporter and all, you know, that one day he might find out, wouldn't it have been better for her to hear from his mother, who could explain it, and, you know, better than, you know, some newspaper or whatever, by now? And...
Yeah, the thing is, yeah, he could have Googled his dad, and that would have been brought up, yeah.
Right. But you know,
I don't think
that whole thing.
Yeah, I hope someone remember. I'll have to ask the chat room what happened with, they're saying Jack and Hodgkin's disease. Okay. With Kayla, I can't remember if she pressed charges. For some reason, I'm starting to remember, I think Kayla pressed charges against him for the rape, and maybe he pled guilty. Or something like that. I don't quite remember. So hopefully someone would remember in the chat room. Here I am.
So
I would remember if she was here.
So, you know, naturally this is going to go over real well with JJ, because he's really in the best frame of mind to hear this one. And I'm kind of going, I'm really praying this is not a whole story to get somehow to get JJ to like Daniel. It better not be about that. I swear to God, you know what I mean? I'm so afraid that's what this is.
Mhm. Yeah, this would have been a much better storyline if Matt Ashford was back on the show.
I've heard a lot of people on Twitter were saying that they were kind of, when they saw the promo, they're like, oh, for God's sake, I'd rather see Matt Ashford. They're going to be doing this story, because that would have a lot more resonance, like having his father come back from the dead. He's got him back, then he finds out about this. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, obviously finding out something your father did, and finding out there were a lot of other stuff he didn't know about, then that's obviously going to be really hard for any kid, as it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that will do something. One thing I hate that soaps do, they've done this the last few years, and General Hospital is most famous for this, well, to bring on all these new characters, and it's almost like they deliberately try to make them so unlikable, and so what, 3 or 4 months in, suddenly they try to give them more reasons to root for them. It's like, why do soaps do that? You know? Because I like Casey Moss. I just wish they'd give him more. You know, more reasons, just showing it more. Instead of just telling us, show it to us. You know what I mean? So we can see it. And then, you know, maybe more people wouldn't be like, oh, that drug-dealing loser. You know what I mean? You get these actors in who could really do really great work. Just give them the material, and they'll deliver. You know?
Yeah, and it's so cliche with the stranger comes to town with a mysterious past. I mean,
right.
You know. That's everybody. That's getting a little old.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, if I moved to a new town, that would not be the way someone would describe me. My past is mysterious. That's just me. Not boring,
right.
I guess. But so I don't know. I guess they did that with Madison. Like, oh, what's Madison's secret past? And turns out, you know, she married a guy for money to fund her company. I mean, you know, but of course, stupid Brittany forgave her for that. You know, yeah, it just, in the whole thing, I don't care what George's mysterious past is either. That doesn't interest me.
I feel so bad for the actress because I really, really like her and I know how good she is. And I'm like, give her something, goddammit. So far, the only thing I like about her is that she's professional and she's not, like, groping her patients. Like, Daniel.
Yes.
It's so refreshing to see people, someone not trying to screw whoever their patient is. But that's pretty sad when it's the only thing you got going. And I'm like, I know how good an actress she is. Why aren't they writing for her the way they should be? You know, I just don't get days sometimes. You bring on these people who you know can act. If you give them material, they can do it. There's only so much they can do with whatever they're given. They're not magicians. You know?
Yeah, I just don't understand how if they're going to have Rafe and Jordan be together, how they're going to do that without having them flirt or have your kind of cliche awkward moments, like, you know, they're both reaching for something at the same time and their fingers touch.
Yeah, I'm waiting for her to spill coffee on him or something.
You know what I'm wondering? They want people to assume that's the way they're going and then maybe they're not going to do that anyway. Sometimes they'll bring somebody into a show and you're like, you assume they're going to try to break up a couple and then it's really nothing about that. And you're like, well, why'd you make us think that if you're not going to do it? You know what I mean?
Well, there's definitely going to be more to the story, but I still think they're trying to pimp this forced hearing, so.
Yeah. Well, if, you know, Jordan's not there to come between Rafe and Kate, then she has no purpose, but the only other person she's interacted with was Daniel for a few seconds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She has no interest in him. Which was also refreshing. Oh, my God, it was great.
Yes.
Because, as you know, every woman, when they meet Daniel.
I don't like the way they're writing, being condescending to Kate, mocking her and everything.
Yeah.
Like, really?
I enjoyed that.
Oh, that pissed me off. I didn't like her treating Kate, you know, like crap. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's cool that Ray's not sticking up for her, too. I just
think it's awkward and weird that Rafe and Kate aren't even kissing or, you know. They were so, you know, hot and bothered a few months ago. You think they'd like to be kissing.
I don't know
a little
if everything's operational yet for him.
Well, I wouldn't mind it so much if the reason why he was kind of, you know, kind of more standoffish is maybe because, you know, since he's basically can't really do anything, maybe he's, you know, not feeling much like a man. Sometimes people are like that when they can't really move anything.
They
show it to us.
Ralph, that would make it more interesting. That would make the character, you know, if they were really going to dig deep on this, that would be cool. But they don't seem to be digging deep. You know, they don't really seem to be addressing. I mean, he did have a scene with her a while back where he was frustrated and everything. So, I mean, that was good, but
it's realistic,
too. I'm just not liking the way they're treating Kate right now. It's pissing me off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to bring on Jamie. She's been on hold for a while. Hi, Jamie.
Oh, hi.
Hi,
hey,
what's up?
Jamie.
Hey. Well, I totally agree. This week was kind of boring. Days of Dana of our lives.
Ugh.
But I thought EJ was hilarious this week.
He's always great.
And the scenes with Chad, like when Chad told him at the pub about Chad said to him, "You son of a bitch," and then just EJ just smiled and started laughing.
I love that.
So that was hilarious.
It was great.
That was awesome.
And then he said, "You'll never know if I was gonna tell Abigail the truth or not."
I don't think he would have. I think he just was gonna let him think he was gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he would either. But just the smile when he said that was hilarious.
That was great.
And maybe they should bring Chloe back and make her crazy. Then they could put her with Nick or something like that.
Oh, Nick! Oh, God.
Well, Chloe is crazy and Nick's crazy. They'll be the perfect couple, right?
I don't know.
Chloe
does not deserve Nick.
I love Will going after Nick on Friday's episode.
Great.
That was probably the only good day of the whole week, Friday.
Yeah, I enjoyed those scenes. That was like my favorite.
Yeah, and hopefully Gabby finally grew a brain at the end of the episode.
I hope so. She needs one so badly.
Yeah.
So she stopped
and it was threatening
creepy
at the
Sonny.
End when Nick said something about that fashion thing or whatever. And he was
didn't
looking
have...
at that, those pictures of Gabby and stuff.
Well, I thought
yeah.
it was weird and creepy. He talks about how this town is full of judgmental people, so obviously we have to leave. I'm going, really?
Yeah, is
like,
he going to like, kidnap Gabby and the baby or something?
I think he's going to. We're going to try. Good luck with that.
Although I guess that would be good karma for Gabby since she kidnapped Melanie and all that, so that's karma
right?
for her.
Maybe we'll beat the crap out of him then. I was kind of hoping Gabby would get out of the way.
Yeah, and I'm glad Cameron's going away as well because he's so
oh.
dull.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know, maybe someone should clunk him on the head and he'll get a personality or something. And I can do the same thing to Jordan as well.
Oh, God. Why wouldn't they just write something good for her, for God's sakes? Please.
Yeah,
no. I know what she's capable of doing as an actress. I don't know what they're doing
well,
with this writing.
I'm incapable, so...
You know, it's like they're deliberately trying to do this. I don't know why they're just this new character. They just give us a reason to really go, okay, I like this person. What are they going to do next, you know? No, let's try to piss off the audience because that's always fun, you know?
Yeah.
I don't get that. I don't.
Yeah. And now that, like, half the cast is going away, who's going to be left?
I don't know.
Like, you have Kristen leaving and basically half, if not, like, 75% of the younger cast leaving because... It's basically the new Will, Sonny, Abby, and Nick, and that's it.
Yeah. And they're finally building a bedroom set for Will and Sonny, and it's going to be after Chandler's gone. I'm like, oh, you've got to be freaking kidding me. We haven't had a scene, like, what, February? And you have to wait till the new Will's here? Come on. Jesus Christ.
Oh, new Will's in January. The new Will's in January. Oh, in the Michael Fairman interviews, they said one episode's Chandler, the very next episode is Guy Wolfen.
Ugh.
Is that
confusing
or is that something else?
I'm not really looking forward to that change.
So it's like they have sex with Chandler and then they wake up the next morning and see a new guy?
Oh no, it's dazed. So that's where the bed went to. We were wondering. We haven't seen it in like a year. Go on. You know, I just feel like you should have equal love scenes among all the different couples. If I have to suffer through Gabby and Nick and Danifer, please just give me a couple I actually like, I love you, Jamie, so I love their scenes. It's like, please, come on. If I have to suffer through the other stuff I don't like, give me something I'm actually going to like. You know, it didn't have to be really a sex. It could be them talking in bed or just in having a conversation like couples do. I'd be fine with that. You know, I'm not, you know, being dirty.
Well, they don't care about that. All the writers care about is Danifer, so unfortunately.
God, yeah.
And I actually enjoyed GH this week more. With the whole christening. Because the truth about the baby's kind of come out and... Also,
Maxie.
Yeah, about Maxie and Spinelli's baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I also, Robin's coming back next week, so that'll be good as well. But
I'm gonna get rid of Sabrina.
I bet Dave can't bring anyone back, but.
You never know what Dave is.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe with some of these younger people leaving Dave's, maybe they'll go to GH or something, because that's where they always go, so.
That's true.
Hey, Carrie, I gotta go. Sorry.
Okay, sweetie. That's all right. Thanks for calling, Amanda.
I'll call next week.
All right, awesome. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, we got Marianne called in. Let me grab Marianne real quick. What's up?
Hi.
Hey. I didn't expect you to call
us
tonight.
Hi.
Yeah, I'll just hear my son's...
Hey,
yeah. Hey, yeah, party's still going on here. I just thought I'd call and say hello. And I said, hey, I have a Dave's connection here at the my son's 30, celebrating his 30th birthday. Here we were all talking with his friends, and his girlfriend's coworker is a good friend of Eric Martzoff because we're here in Harrisburg, PA, And that's where, you know, my son's girlfriend lives in Harrisburg. He lives in Philly. Yeah. He was just, and Eric, I wish I would have known this, Eric's in town this weekend. In fact, he said he just saw him last night.
Marianne, I told you about that.
Was it this weekend? Oh, I didn't.
I didn't know it was this.
I didn't even realize it was this weekend.
Yeah, I think it was end of September sometime.
That's too funny. What a small world.
Yeah, and I didn't know, like, where exactly he would be or whatever. Didn't even know that my son's girlfriend's coworker was even going to be here tonight or whatever. And here we were talking, and he said, yeah, he's a good friend. They went to high school together. And they were in all the musicals. I think Eric played in Greece. They did Grease, and this Chad, who's his friend, played Kinnicky, and I guess I think he had the lead or whatever. And I guess they did Little Abner too together. So yeah, they've been good friends through high school, and I guess they've always kept in contact and stuff. So we were talking about days and stuff, but I guess this, I said, oh, and you never went into, you know, you never followed in the acting, you know, career, but he didn't. But, so it was kind of, you know, interesting. I didn't, wish I would have known that my son's girlfriend knew this guy who knew Eric, but that's kind of neat. So I guess he did a fan event. Did he do his fan event this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole was thinking about that. I don't know if she went or not.
Did she go? Was it last night or was it today? Because we didn't get into that. I guess it was last night. I don't know if it was yesterday. I don't know.
Okay.
I just kind of called in to say that. So did Nicole go? Do you know if she went?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I haven't heard from her. Honestly, I haven't heard from her in months. I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, okay, because she's not that, because I think she's around that area. I think she lives around the, she's in Philadelphia somewhere around that area, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really
cool. Yeah, that was cool. So what were you guys, I didn't even watch the show Thursday or Friday, so I have no idea what's going on.
Friday was the best day out of the whole week. Was it after Nick and Gabby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have to catch up with that.
Also EJ and the Chad scenes at the pub.
Oh, okay.
Because EJ knows about the fake brain tumor thing. And so he thinks he'll blackmail Chad on Friday at the pub.
Oh, okay.
Back into moving into the Demira Mansion. And that was hilarious, the look on EJ's face.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday through Thursday was pretty boring because it was Dannefer, and more Dannefer.
Yeah, I thought this week was kind of boring, too, because I can't even think what even went on. So, you know, I'm here at a party with 20 and 30-year-olds, so it's like they're still going, and I'm about ready to, you know, playing beer pong and all these alcohol games. I don't know.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, Mama Hoots can hold her own.
We take it easy on them, Marianne.
Yeah, really.
They're only kids. Come on.
Yeah, so.
Well, I mean, considering you're only 12 when you had him, because it's his 30th birthday, I mean, you know.
Yes, I can't believe it's been 30 years. Oh, my God.
Good job. Well, that's cool. What a small world, you know?
A small world, yeah.
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 Yeah. We need to get old Eric and Eva Abdul.
Yeah. How are we going to do that?
Yeah. Hey, you could share some stories then. Hey, I heard you were in.
I think I'm going to join. Maybe I'll try to tweet them and see what happens.
Yeah. Tell me about
Yeah, I know it's dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
See if I get a response or whatever.
Yeah. Did you get to see any of the Stefano, EJ, or EJ and Chad stuff this week?
Stefano and EJ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Stefano,
I can't think right. I can't think straight right now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The beard
Stefano.
Already?
Yeah, a little bit. Beer and wine and yeah.
Drunken Mama Hooch on the podcast.
And then earlier today we were at a vineyard, so doing wine tastings, which was really nice. So that was earlier today. Yeah. So.
Oh, guess what I get to do for my birthday this year?
What?
My husband's high school reunion.
Oh. What's in November? End of November,
yeah.
Right? Your birthday, yeah.
Yep.
No, that's a different time for a. Yeah, that's a different time for a high school reunion, huh?
They usually do it around Thanksgiving break. Because people would see the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! So I'm planning on really getting plastered. Because
why not?
I went to his 10-year reunion with these people, and oh my God, it was just catty bitches all over the place.
Yeah.
It was like. Like, for my tenure, you know, everybody got past their grudges. Everybody was cool. Everybody was fine. Not these girls. No way. They were out for blood.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I didn't go to high school with these people.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, my God, that's not what I consider a fun birthday.
Yeah. We all need to get together and get plastered, right?
Yeah.
Together again, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I see they're having another Day of Days in November. Was that just announced?
That just came out this week. Yeah. It was
that's
on
like
the Days official Twitter. Yeah.
Because I thought they were stopping that.
Yeah, I bet you the book thing was so successful, maybe they decided to bring Day of Days back.
Okay.
Mm.
Oh, the book tour, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, I know where you're going to be Tuesday night.
I'm not going. I'm working. I should call off. My husband has tickets. Yeah, he's going to take I think my son's going to go with him, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. If they make it, I'll go to, like, the championship game because he'll have tickets for that, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
He has, like, partial season tickets, so he got, like, tickets for the, for the playoffs and the series, too, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Pittsburgh Pirates, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah, we were all going crazy here today.
Oh, it's a big flipping deal. It really is. To have even a winning
especially
season.
Especially for my husband, who I know is a diehard fan, and he is one of the ones that stuck with them for like 20 years. And listen to them all the time. And he says, yeah, where are all these? But you look around, like, where are all these Pirate fans coming? You'd go to a Sunday game, and it would be like, all these empty seats. Now it's packed.
Hey, I still remember 1979.
Because no one likes
MLE.
Everyone likes a winner. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, 1979. That's when we were dating.
PR family,
we went to the
remember?
Yeah. We were dating then and went to the series.
I actually don't remember.
Some of you are younger, but,
We are family. Well, I was only, 22, 23. It was right before we got married. 22.
Yeah, I was 6. So, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Those were some great memories.
I missed the 70s.
Yeah.
I missed all 4 Super Bowls in the 70s. I don't remember.
There's a whole generation.
Pirates. You just
don't remember
because the Steelers stink this year.
Yeah,
oh my
Steelers.
God, are they
Steelers who? Who are the Steelers?
Hey, the Chiefs are 3-0, which is a miracle considering they were only won 2 games all last year.
Yeah.
So we've already bested our record for last year.
Like, you know what I say, throw away the towels and raise the Jolly Roger. get one of those flags.
Huh?
Throw away the tiles and raise the Jolly Roger.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say when the Pirates win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pirates, you raise the flag. When you victory, flag goes up.
Oh, okay. I don't get that reference, but I'm not
oh, the pirates. Stuff. You know a pirate?
Oh,
the pirate.
Oh, okay, I got
a pirate, a Jolly Roger is the flag with the skull, crossbones.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he's
and when you win a battle, when a pirate wins a battle, they raise the flag, you know, it's a sign of victory. Just think Johnny Depp and the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, it's a shame though. Chuck Tanner is not around to see it though. We lost Chuck
Tanner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It'll be wild in Pittsburgh on Tuesday, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah, probably watching.
Yeah.
But I was telling my hairdresser today, I said, if they lose on Tuesday, I'm gonna be so devastated. So, especially, it looks like we already beat the Cubs twice this weekend, so pretty bad, too, especially today. But,
It's the only thing I'm worried about. You know, they beat them twice, and if they would beat them tomorrow, it's like, you're going to chances of them beating them four times? I don't know. So, you never know. It would be just like starting all over again. So, but even they got this far is exciting.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Oh. So I have to mention the Nicole scenes this week. That's one thing we didn't mention was Nicole got offered a job as a television reporter. And the producer said, I need someone with sparkle. And Nicole said, I haven't sparkled in a while. And that made me feel bad for her. Because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Well, hasn't been fabulous in 18 months at least. So, so hopefully, you know, looks like she does take a job and hopefully she does get a sparkle back. So I missed that about Nicole.
Well, I think I'm going to get going and see what's going on. Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations.
I'll
see you next week.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to see if Kenneth wants to talk. I'm just trying to get a hold of him in the chat room. Kenneth, are you there?
Hey.
Hey.
Kenneth.
Sir,
how you doing?
I'm not feeling well.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good. It's not the
same
about Vargas, is it?
It's not even worth talking about. My heart is broken into pieces.
Oh.
It's just really sad. I just don't get it. I don't understand. They give us a lot of what we don't want. And then a lot of what we want, they... Oh, boy.
Take Vargas away and give us more Danifer.
Yeah, now we're up to 4 days a week of Danifer from 3 days a week.
I would much rather eat paste. I just would. Paste is more a Play-Doh or something. I don't know. It's just such a drag. And you can tell that they don't belong together. I mean, you can just see it. And then you have JJ and his foolishness. I mean, it's just, I just don't understand. Jennifer's so weak and so, you know, the one thing I did like, and this is the only thing that I liked about Daniel, when he said, Jennifer, when it comes to JJ, you're deaf, dumb, and blind. That's probably the only thing that's really worth talking about, really, is because he sees right through JJ. You know, and at first I thought, when they had Daniel coming back to the apartment and he found the broken pictures and stuff in there. And he talked to the landlord, and the landlord said that Melanie was there. I thought the first thing I thought he would think it was Teresa, you know, because Teresa had dark hair. But that's just what I was thinking. But then he said JJ, so I'm glad he actually figured it out. You know, but I know it wasn't, and I know that Teresa hasn't been in Daniel's apartment, but I'm just saying, you know, her and the other girl have the same, you know, hair color and stuff like that. So,
mm-hmm.
So I thought they were going to go that direction, but they didn't. So, but I'm happy to hear about all the exits of people that we really didn't want. I'm anxious to see the new. I think his name is Guy Wilson or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
See what
he's the new Will.
To see what he brings to the table. Mm-hmm. That will be interesting. I don't know. Is there anyone else coming to the show that we haven't seen yet? We know Aileen's already gone. Camila's gone, thank goodness. Oh my God, I can't remember who else. Oh yeah, the doctor dude, he's gone. Or leaving. He said his last,
mm-hmm.
last days around Halloween or something like that.
So, right.
Yeah, Chad's leaving as well.
So I'm wondering what's next. You know,
yeah.
another new character or return of old characters. My wish list would be bring back in the old characters, finish up their stories, really, because why would you kill Jack off just to bring him, if you brought him back? This is my thing. Who killed him off? Was it the previous regime or was it the current regime?
It was Tomlin. Yeah. Yeah, because Tomlin came in, and the very first episode was a disaster, and that's the episode Jack was killed off.
I mean,
yep.
It's just, I don't know. It's a mistake. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, that's a definite mistake. I didn't hate Jennifer as bad then because I loved Jack. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's just something about Jack's character that kind of makes all the bad stuff go away.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know what that is, but I prefer Jack and Jennifer, but it's just a drag, you know. I mean, no wonder why we're last place right now. I mean, in the rest
mm-hmm.
because I'm tired of seeing Dee Dee. No, Dannifer.
Tired of what?
I'm tired of seeing Dannifer.
I
call him
Dee Dee. Yeah, we all are.
Dumb and dumber. I'm just tired. I'm just tired, you know. I think the only thing that's really enjoyable right now is if they really get the airtime. Well, it's gotten airtime, but I loved how the whole EJ and Sammy thing worked up and in that particular part of the story. Now they're heading into something else, and I think we're going to be seeing more Wally Kirk and his
Judy
wife.
Evans.
Yes, I think because I think they're going to do a marriage story with them, but they say Christian Alfonso was supposed to get a story, and I'm still waiting on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what. Maybe it was the story that was with Vargas, but
maybe she'll break him out of prison.
I think it's coming. I'm looking for days to November
November, December, October leading into November, December to be pretty interesting.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do y'all feel, do you think?
I don't. Personally, I don't. Oh, you mean like, oh, no. Sorry, Kenneth.
I know you couldn't help it. It's just all right.
I couldn't. I just couldn't resist. You know, we're family and all. I just couldn't let that pass.
Oh, that was funny. Oh, talking about being hit by a bus, I tell you. You know, I always wondered. I wonder if there's a writing change coming up. I just wonder about that sometimes because it's kind of getting boring. I mean, besides the stuff that they have coming up. I mean, for one, I am so tired of seeing what I'm seeing. It seems like I just want more. It's like it's like a good marinara sauce, but it's missing something. There's something missing. I don't know what it is. This
it's
whole
for it to go away.
And what's the deal? What's the deal with this Jordan character?
Adding the wrong spices to the sauce.
What's the deal with this Jordan character, though? I mean, I don't know. I mean, am I supposed to be happy or something? I don't know how to feel when I watch her.
She's only there to try and get in between Kate and Rafe.
And it's not even annoying. It's just boring. You know, it's just boring. You know, I mean, he got hit over the head, for Christ's sake. He's still in the bed. I mean, it's not like they went inside his brain. I mean, my dad had brain surgery.
Jennifer got her heart taken out a few years ago, and she was out of the hospital in like 2 days.
Oh, my God. Yes. So
we have to keep in mind, though, that half the time that they were in the hospital, they were just looking for the brain. I mean, they finally found it. Now they're trying to fix it.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You know,
I had to revert to my previous rate, there for a minute. Sorry, I couldn't help it. But yeah.
I understand. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. I sit here it just don't make sense. You know, that's a good point. Jennifer has this open heart surgery, and she's back up and going back to her normal self. After
being with Daniel is not really normal, though.
Yeah, nothing about that is normal. It's psychotic and crazy and insane. And then you have Rafe, who's been hit over the head by something, and now he's out trying to recuperate. I mean, and it's been past 6 months. My dad had an open brain surgery to remove a tumor. And he's back together.
Yeah.
And it kind of happened around the same time that this whole thing with Rafe had happened.
Wow.
And my dad
is okay.
He's back together. But you know, of course, he got old age and stuff like that to set in. But still, he's back together. And Rafe's still sitting in that damn chair.
Yeah.
I gotta share
something. First of all, I have to say I was flipping through Yahoo up in front because I've been in the chat room, and I look up and just for your benefit, Kenneth, I look up and there's an article about something in Colombia, and the author's name is Carlos Vargas. So I was like, "Ooh, that's weird." But hey, I gotta share a tweet. Okay, I gotta share a tweet from somebody. It's my favorite tweet in a while. Hang on, just a sec.
Make sure you send it to me.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so it's by at, if I can read it, at me Farah, M-E-E-F-A-R-R-A. And it was a response to Days of Our NBC, at NBC Days question about should Kate be worried about Rafe and Jordan?
And Sarah responds, Kate, worried? Since when does Kate worry about a man? The only thing she should be worried about is slipping into her own coma with those two.
Oh, that's funny.
That was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a pretty good one.
Wow.
So shout out to at me, Sarah. Anyway. So yeah, it's been a little brutal on Twitter lately.
Yeah,
Rate fans are not happy. Rate fans are not happy with this whole. I mean, you know, and it's one thing. Like I said earlier, I'm okay with angst for my couple. You know, I mean, like I said, it's good to have angst. It's good to have drama. Because that's
yeah,
what we watch
Jordan
the show
was interesting.
For.
It would be a lot better.
Exactly, but this is mean. So I mean, bring out a worthy adversary for Kate. I mean, come on. This is not a worthy adversary at all. This is not a triangle that I don't even know how the actors stay awake during the scenes. I mean, much less us. So, seriously, I'm not even joking. It's bad. And I mean, and earlier this week when Rafe was trying to force, he's fallen all over himself, giving Jordan credit for being, like, cracking a joke. I mean, hey, I mean, he and Kate joked around all the time. They were hilarious, and they weren't even trying. This girl cracks one little joke, and he finds it interesting and intriguing that
mm-hmm.
she might be funny underneath it all. It's like, really, it's not funny. It's not interesting. It's not hot. It's not anything. And I honestly don't see how they're going to turn it into anything else. I mean, I think they're banking on her physical beauty, you know, the ugly Betty, the white swan revelation. Well, obviously they're ripping off General Hospital, but on General Hospital,
yeah, with Sabrina
had some other things going for her. First of all, she had her
with Felix and Carlos
Felix.
And all of them.
Felix was hilarious. And so she and Felix were always talking and joking around and stuff. And so they were interesting and fun and
yeah,
funny.
And now there's this. Yeah, now on GH there's this Carlos guy from her past coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's
yeah.
working with the Drones.
Yeah, so I mean, so,
at least
I mean,
tying
I mean,
every
that,
character together on GH, but on Days they're not doing that.
Yeah, but it's like, and I
and
know that Jordan's going to have more, there's going to be layers to Jordan that we're going to see, I know that, but it's just, I'm just thinking, she's just not, if they're banking on her taking off her glasses, and I mean, if he's that superficial, because at least on GH, Patrick cared about Sabrina before he saw how beautiful she was. They had a relationship
yeah.
that was building over time, and he was
yeah, and
grieving
think,
his he was grieving his dead wife. You know, so
yeah,
there
I think
was
that's
a process. One,
oh, I,
what's that?
I think that's something that GH does better than Days is that they connect the characters together more. So it's not just
yeah.
Jordan, Raven, Kate, and that's it. And also, the
yeah.
other thing about GH is that the bad couples, they don't shove them down your throat 24/7 like
right.
Dave does, like
exactly.
with Jennifer. But they'll be on here and there, but they don't shove them
yeah.
down your throat,
right.
and they don't make other characters
right.
try and
tip them constantly.
Say, like,
ooh.
Oh, Jennifer is the best couple ever. Like
ooh.
On GH, like I don't like, like we talked about last week, we don't like Lulu, but they don't shove her down our throats 24/7, even when she's
right.
on a lot. It doesn't feel like
right.
she's on all the time.
Which is
but you don't have other characters going, oh, Lulu and Dante are so cute, and it's like whatever. You know, I like Dante, I just don't like Lulu. But anyway.
That's the one reason why I like Sherry Anderson, though, because, I mean, of course they didn't have Twitter around at that time when she was writing, but she was very conscientious and she listened to the audience. If the audience was not liking the character, you got rid of them. That's just how they went, or whatever else. And it is like you notice none of the writers now, and I can't say anything about Lorraine Broderick because she's the.
Yeah, she needs to be the head writer or something.
Yeah, she's the main breakdown writer, but you know there's no way you can get in contact with Gary Tomlin or or Christopher Wright or White Seal, you know, via Twitter hashtag or whatever else. I mean, it's just, you know, they don't have Twitter accounts or whatever else. And if they do, it's not underneath their name. But, you know, there should always be an open line of communication with the writers plus the you know, the audience, because, hey, we're the ones that's keeping you on the air. We're watching.
Mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
at least they interact on GA to interact with the fans. So.
You know, they fail to realize that, hey, we are keeping you on the air. And so it's kind of like a slap in the face.
Yeah, because Jennifer's turning people off. And
yeah, to not get
people
what they want.
Keep shoving down our throats, eventually more people are going to turn off.
Yeah, give people what they want. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it would also be a wonderful thing too if let's say if we had a storyline idea, you know, hey, I mean, what's wrong with putting suggestions out there? I'm pretty sure I could probably write something better than what I'm seeing right now. Anyway.
Yeah, like one thing that I mentioned last week was Lucas needs a storyline, and what better way than to put him with Anne at the hospital, and they start to fall in love, and of course, Anne and Jennifer hate each other, and Jennifer is Jennifer's brother. So that creates drama for them.
It might
and that's
even
a lot
be interesting if Jordan. I wouldn't even mind seeing Jordan tested with Lucas eventually, but after she's, you know, later on, if we see she has a personality, I just don't like her with Race at all, or period, right now at all. But, yeah, I mean, Anne. I don't know. I don't see Anne and Lucas together, though. I really, because for one thing, like with the last
week,
Jennifer,
haven't had scenes together, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah. But, like, Jennifer is his sister, so it'd be hard for him to be involved with somebody who hated Jennifer, you know, but it could be.
Yeah, but he might, not realize that Anne hates Jennifer at first.
That's
like,
true.
He might be attracted to her. And
that's
they start falling in love, and then the shock comes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, she and Jennifer don't get along.
What do y'all think
about? I'm looking forward to seeing Lucas more. I hope we see him more soon.
What do y'all think about? it's kind of funny though. So I'm pretty sure y'all probably not gonna like it, but what about Ann Milbauer and Roman Brady? Wouldn't it be funny?
Oh, that's not nice.
I'm just saying.
Well, no offense, but I don't really care about Roman that much.
I understand.
I love Roman and Kate, definitely.
Yeah, well, that was the only time I liked Roman. I mean, the other times it was kind of like, okay, you can go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel bad for Roman nowadays.
He acts like some, like, cowboy or something. I don't know, it comes off. Like,
yeah,
this,
I like Josh
weird cowboy
a lot.
Type
He's,
of personality.
Josh is a sweetheart. He really is. He's a sweetie.
Well,
I'll
go back to the writing.
Yeah, so, I don't know, but that's an interesting thought.
Oh, did you watch GH this week, by the way?
I haven't seen Tuesday Through Friday yet, but I saw where Ava and Morgan do the deed or something? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, they're a lot better than Dannifer, that's for sure.
That's true. That's very true. Very true.
Like, they have more chemistry than Dannifer. So
I mean, the scene I saw, they actually did have some chemistry. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I haven't seen the rest of it, the rest of the week yet, though. But there was some good scenes.
Friday was
it's
hilarious
really
with Tracy and Olivia.
Because
you know how Olivia has those visions?
Uh-huh.
Well, she has a vision on Friday, and Tracy helps her out, and it's hilarious. So you have to see that.
Yeah. GH knows how to tell a story, I got to say. Oh, I know. Back, I was going to mention something earlier when you were talking about the writers. Kenneth, you were saying about Lorraine and everything. And Angela, if you're listening, you might have a thought on this. I was thinking the other day, because ever since Lorraine Broderick came on, and I don't know that I can tie it exactly to her arrival, but remember how Days used to have just absolutely egregious continuity issues? I mean, just like the characters would say one thing one day and the next day they'd say the opposite, and you're like, well, did I miss an episode? What happened? You know?
I've noticed that it seems to be smoother. I think maybe she's filling the gap of the continuity person or something. I don't know. I get the sense that there's a little more continuity on something.
Yeah, I'm only familiar with Lorraine because I've heard that she's like good friends with Agnes Nixon or something.
Oh, okay. I know she was on. She wrote for AMC and a few others, I think.
How about Agnes Nixon?
Kenneth, you know, you're familiar
that,
with her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought, you know, it seemed like we used to like catch things on a regular basis that were just kind of a WTF moment. And I haven't seen as many of those lately, as far as just really obvious glaring.
Yeah,
error.
I mean, that's what kind of like made me think, you know, I hate to say this, but I really want a writing change now. I want there.
Who do
to
you
be,
want to change?
I want there to be a shift in the writing team.
I just want Lorraine Broderick to become head writer, and that's it. They can keep everything else. Like, I mean, I guess you could get rid of Tomlin or something and make Lorraine a head writer, and that's about it. But because I mean, I think she's a better writer than he is.
Well, and two, like I would keep Melissa Simons on simply because she's been kicking butt with E. Jamie. See, and that's
what. Oh, and I would keep the Colletons for sure. I would drop David Shirell, and I would drop Jean Marie Ford or whatever maybe, and those two would go first if I had my. Not that I know them personally or anything, I just have noticed that their scripts tend to be not as. I don't know.
Well,
the Coolitons should never leave. They are amazing.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoever does, like...
Yeah, because they bring a lot of comic relief to their scripts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot... They bring a lot of what to their scripts?
Comic relief.
Yeah. Yes. And also, they have a lot of history. Whenever you see their episodes, they always put a lot more layers into the dialogue, a lot more history.
I think
I can tell like when somebody's having a big breakup or there's some sort of big powerful scenes and they're the ones writing it, I can tell. I always look at the end, I'm like, yep, it was a Coulton, because they're both so good at that.
Yeah, I think that's another problem with Dave when they don't do anything relate to the history or ignore the history or change it or something.
Yeah.
Like GH does the history a lot better, I think.
Well, this is what I would be interested in knowing. Okay, let's hypothetically speaking, if Lorraine Broderick were to become head writer, what history could she work off of to start crafting stories and stuff like that? Because is it really would it be enough time for her to go back and research, you know, the history from the beginning?
Well, I don't think you have to go too far back, maybe just like the past 5 years or something. I mean, like it depends on what characters and storylines, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like if you're talking about Jennifer, trying to keep Jennifer away from Daniel, like then you're going to have to go back and see, okay, who else has she dated besides Jack or something? And like, throw in them or something.
Well, I guess I was speaking of back when, you know, I guess it was really good. You know, I was just a baby back then, but the 80s were, that was the shiznit. I go back on YouTube and just look. I'm just like, I mean, there was so much. I mean, it was interesting. Marlena was so interesting. I love Marlena.
Yeah, well, I think that's exactly what Lorraine should do, is that she should either go back on YouTube or ask the fans on the history, because
I love, you know, Marlena had so many layers to her back then. She was, I wouldn't call her a villain Ness, she was like a victim to me because, I mean, it's just how she, I never forget the episode. It was when, even the storyline was kind of crazy, but she held Stefano at gunpoint on top of this roof and says, you know, you're done with your taking. And, you know, she shoots at him, and, I mean, it's just, you know, it's those things that really get you excited about. Okay, I really want to know what's going to happen on Monday. You know,
Dace doesn't really do cliffhangers anymore. Or when they do them, it's only during sweeps or something. Like, at least on GH, that's another thing. I keep going back to GH, but it's just because they're doing it a lot better right now, I think. Because, like, on Friday on GH, you can't wait because Monday Robin's coming back, and also the truth about the babies, you know, Maxine Spinelli's baby's going to come out. So at least there's all that cliffhanger stuff on GH, so you can't wait to Monday. But on Days, there's not really a whole lot. Like, ooh, I can't wait for what? Danifer? No, that's not cliffhanger material. That's just
drag. Well, that video, the Eric Kristen video was about, you know, the only thing that's kind of like, okay, when's that going to be revealed? I mean, the fight with Will and Sonny was what we saw that was good, you know, but we were kind of waiting for that build-up to happen.
I
was hoping that the whole thing with Will and Sonny and the whole thing with Will gabbing Nick, I was hoping that would play out throughout the whole week since I was on the promo, but then they just basically just had that all on Friday.
At the very end.
It was like, okay, we have to push them aside for Dana for the rest of the week, and we're just going to squish them in on Friday, so the show just feels unbalanced sometimes when they do that.
I think something that might be interesting coming up was the whole, I think Nick is going back into himself because now he has become obsessed with Gabby as he was with Melanie.
Well, I don't think he ever stopped because he didn't get therapy or anything. So.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, so I think that's going to be interesting. I mean, the Will thing was interesting. And if I'm not mistaken, Marlena and Kristen, they have the exact same, USB port, right? Okay. Didn't she have Kristen's purse?
What's that?
At one point in time, whenever they were fighting with Nicole,
Marlena got the drive out of the purse.
Yeah, but if you notice, it's the same exact one. So what if she picked up the one that has Eric on it? Eric and Krista.
Yeah, showing Marlena has it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Victor gave her a USB port, a device that could unlock the code to Kristen's phone or whatever else. But I'm thinking Kristen has that, and Marlena has the actual proof. I don't know because I haven't seen the spoilers or anything like that, but I think that Marlena actually has the actual.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure she
does
the video.
She just hasn't seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
What will be interesting is what do you do then?
Yeah.
Yeah, because see, how can you expose Krista without ruining your son's life? He's really going to hate you then, though, isn't he?
Now, your Eric was afraid to tell her what he was thinking in his hypnosis session. I'm thinking, well, that video is going to be pretty pretty revealing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you notice that Friday's episode was directed by the wonderful Allison Sweeney?
Oh, you know, I didn't know that.
She directed it?
Yes.
Wow. She's directed a handful of them before, but I didn't realize that. Very cool.
Yeah, and if memory serves me correct, I remember that particular episode that we saw Friday was the episode that was, because, you know, because we all know that Days shoots 4 months ahead.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, when Days won the Emmy that night, that was the scene that they were doing for that Monday coming up, the Monday coming up. So that just lets you know how far ahead that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember the character Jordan saying that Allison Sweeney was directing
mm-hmm.
that particular scene.
So this stuff was filmed back in June?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the stuff we're seeing now was filmed way back then. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing. Stupid 4 months ahead. I don't understand. Why do they do that? Because, I mean, it can't be a budget thing because the other soaps don't do that.
The other soaps
only a few weeks ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. It doesn't make too much sense.
Like, if they're going to, if they're doing it for budget reasons, they need to come up with some other way to save money because this is just not working because, like, you know, okay, Chad's leaving, Kristen's leaving, half of the other younger people are leaving. So it's like, what's the point? And like, it's just annoying. Like, if you know a few weeks to a month ahead, that's fine, but this far ahead, it's just annoying.
Yeah, I mean, is Days supposed to be more expensive to produce than all the others? I mean, do they have less backing? Or I mean, I don't know.
I'm surprised because they both have NBC and Sony,
mm-hmm.
but GH, they only have ABC. They don't have two companies.
I don't know. I really don't.
GH, they only shoot about a month ahead, and most of their sets are better looking. Like, I hate that new club set on Days. Like, they should have just kept it mm-hmm. in the coffee house as a better set. Like, the club doesn't even look like a club. It just looks like a regular restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I just don't. It don't make much sense to me. But nobody's here to hear me complain or anything like that.
We're fans. That's what we do. We complain.
Yeah.
Well, but we also celebrate too. You
mm-hmm.
know. One thing I noticed, they will keep you honest. Soap fans keep the show honest.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
Apparently, the writers think Dannifer is the reason why the show's on, not. Like, they think Dannifer is probably better than Luke and Laura. That's how delusional they are sometimes, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. I only know, like, no one person has even liked Dannifer. I mean, I don't get it, but.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised that the character Daniel don't have an STD. Yeah, he done slept with everybody on there. Except for a guy.
They're
saving that for November sweet.
Being a parent, yeah. There you go. I like it when he's like with Parker, or when he's with Melanie. I like him then, but that's about the only time. And when he's with Maxine, I like him. I just don't like the pairings that he's had, other than.
They just don't have chemistry, and their story's badly written.
What?
I said they're both good actors, but they just don't have any chemistry in their
story.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, they're both good actors.
I don't know if it's because they just don't know what else to do with Sean Christian and Missy Reeves, but maybe they just don't know what to do with them, so they're just like,
I think it's because Tomlin really likes. I think Tomlin's a Dannifer fan. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, either that or. Either they're delusional or they just don't know what else to do with them.
Yeah. I don't know.
But if they're going to keep them together, they might as well just keep them together and then send them out of town or something.
Yeah.
And bring back couples or create new couples that we actually like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. My thing is just don't pimp them 24/7. I mean, ugh.
I
but it
I know.
Organically.
Mama Hooch, I know you don't like Carly. I know you don't like Carly, but I would much rather see him with Carly. Him and Carly had more chemistry than him and Jennifer do.
I really liked them together, Daniel and Carly.
Yeah, I like Daniel and Carly together, but Crystal Chappelle is such a freaking train wreck. I don't want her anywhere near the show ever again.
Me neither.
I mean, holy cow. She basically created a civil war backstage behind Days.
Before
she even stepped on the set.
I
thought would
be appropriate for Daniel.
The Christian Alfonso thing?
I mean, she's feeding this knucklehead to bash her co-star on Twitter. And everybody knows she's behind it.
Oh, really?
And, she did.
I must have been in a coma then.
Oh, yeah.
Holy
she
cow.
And she devoted a whole chapter of her book that was, you know, featured a half-naked self on the cover, featured, you know, an entire chapter bashing Christian Alfonso, which is BS. So, I don't know. There's no credibility with me at all.
What do you guys think about Victoria Rao?
Oh, crikey. Just watching her Twitter, she seems crazy. Do you thought about it?
Yeah.
I think, from what I read, because I know she wrote a book years ago, I think Victoria had pretty rough life and a lot of, was raised by a lot of foster mothers and stuff like that.
Well, I heard that when she was on Y&R, she didn't get along with some of her co-stars.
Yeah, I mean, she probably, I would say, I don't know her, obviously. I'd say probably there's some truth to the stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it probably ties back to childhood and behavior, I could see where there could be, I'm not saying she's a horrible person, bad person, mm-hmm. sounds like she's overcome a lot, but I would venture a guess that there's probably some truth to some of the stuff that has been said.
Yeah, because...
Well, but I don't know. I don't know.
Well, to my understanding, they were... they were trying to work it out to bring her back, but I guess the guy, Steve Kent, whoever that guy is.
He's in charge of Sony.
And he says
mm-hmm.
no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think he's on Twitter. Yeah.
So, I thought that was interesting. Because she's a fine actress, but at the same time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is a business. And then one thing you don't want is to wreck that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's already hard enough as it is mm-hmm. as an actor, you know.
Yeah.
And, especially with the good ones. We send this with Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I just...
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm through.
Take a deep breath. About to cut us off, isn't it, Carrie?
Yeah, about 8 minutes.
Well, I'm through. Well, I just, y'all my girls. I love all y'all to death.
I love you.
Y'all keep me in your prayers. I will be leaving tonight. Well, not tonight, but in the morning to Salt Lake City, Utah,
ooh.
To do something that I've never done before in a place in which I've never been. So keep me in your prayers.
Definitely.
This is something that could change my life forever.
Okay.
Actually.
Good luck.
And change the way things have been going. So. You know, keep me in your prayers and just hope everything is go all right and everything the way it needs to be. I haven't really said anything about it here lately because I'm kind of like on a gag order, but I will send you guys a private message.
Cool.
Now I can tell you guys because y'all are my family, extended family.
Definitely keep us posted.
So when I'm actually gonna do it here in just a couple of minutes. So just kind of
mm-hmm.
keep it to yourself.
Because I can't
post anything. I can't really say anything. So
that's really exciting.
It is, but it's scary too because I you know, when your life has been one way for so long, and you start to do something new, you know, you get out of the circle of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same results. So you get out of that whole chaos mode, and you start making, you know, so that can be scary for anyone. But I'm gonna make it do what it do.
Well, that's exciting. Well, we'll definitely have you in our thoughts and prayers, definitely.
Yes, I'm getting ready to send y'all guys this message now. So, y'all be blessed. I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for what y'all do.
Thank you, too.
I'm telling you, it really makes a difference.
Aww.
Carrie, you're my girl, honey. You are my girl, honey. we go way back. We go way back.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You too. Good luck, honey.
Jamie, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Well, glad you called in again, because you were in the chat room a couple weeks ago, right? And you called in last week? I always try
to. Yeah, last week.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I called in last week.
Yeah, it's fun. I know, Carrie, you don't watch GH, right? But sometimes we get off on that tangent, but...
Yeah,
well, she is better than Danifer, so.
There's a lot of people, there's a lot of people who watch both shows, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and we were talking about last week how they should do a crossover thing, because a lot of the GH actors and a lot of the A's actors have worked together, or have worked on both shows.
They probably would never do that, since it's not owned or produced by the same people, but it would be fun. It'd be a trip.
Yeah, we could always wish.
Yeah, that's right. All right, guys. I'm about talked out.
Yeah, I don't actually have left on the list, but there's stuff to look forward to this week. I'm looking forward to the whole, the Kayla JJ thing. But
Kayla JJ?
Kayla JJ. Well, I'm curious what it's going to be. But I don't know if it's just an opportunity for the show is just trashing Jack, but anybody who is a Jack fan knows Jack raped Kayla, so it's not, that's not like breaking news.
Yeah.
So it just, I'm not sure why the hell they're bringing it up.
Huh.
So I'm just I guess I'm curious where this is going.
Yeah, Yeah, very interesting.
Well, I'm guessing maybe JJ talks about how great his father was, and then she says, well, he's had a dark past or whatever, and then that's when she brings it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's weird, because Kayla's their aunt, too, right? Because Patch and Jack are brothers, right?
Right.
I forget that sometimes, but yeah.
No, they're full brothers.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Johnson. They're both Johnson, yeah. That's right. Yeah, because I forget because Adrian is their other aunt. Adrian and Kayla are both their aunts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Adrian's a Johnson as well.
Yeah. I remember Joe from the 80s. I like that story, like back in the day. Those were good times.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking today, we never see... what's Kayla Joe? We never see Joe Junior. Kayla's little Joe. We never see him.
Oh, Joey.
Joey. Named after Joe, of course.
Maybe they'll Thoras him, since all these younger people are leaving. Maybe they'll bring him on.
He'll be a teenager.
Grow him up. Yeah.
He'll be Thoras.
Give Kayla a story, and since all these younger people are leaving, they need someone.
Mhm. Poor Kayla doesn't live anywhere, does she?
She doesn't. She works there all the time.
But Kate doesn't live anywhere either. She was hanging out at Ray's house all the time, but she doesn't have a home either. Always
he might have
given
her the keys to his place. She's just sleeping there.
Could be. Wish they'd show that. You'd have to see him in there with her. See, it pisses me off, because that would be such a good story to have him finally be able to, consummate the deal again, It's like, see that with Kate, not with his stupid Jordan.
Well, if they do the deal, then they'll make him start walking and everything function properly again.
You know, Kate could have given him therapy months ago and had him up and running.
Oh, yeah. She would have everything up and running.
In no time. That's why this whole story is, like, totally unreal. Kate would just need 5 minutes alone with him, and he'd be back in business.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
she should have done that before Jordan showed up.
True.
Yeah.
Well, time to wrap up.
Yep. Okay.
So, thanks, Jamie, right. Kenneth, Amanda, Anna, Marianne. Full boat tonight. So,
right.
We'll see everybody next week.
Yep, you're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Thank
bye.
You.
Bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.